the season opener for the Buffalo Bills. Joining us on the line right now, a guy who played more than a share of season opening game for the Buffalo Bills, Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas. Hello, Thurman. How are you tonight?
Doing great, John. Boy, they got you doing the updates and everything around
Yeah,
there, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, you make as much money as I'd make. And you... I was just thinking, the last time I saw you, I think we were huddled under the overhang there outside the gym at St. John Fisher waiting for a rainstorm to pass through. You came out to camp a lot back in August, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, it's just, well, you know, I wanted to see a lot of the players. Obviously, I'm very close to a lot of the football players on the team, but also people within the organization. I'm real close with Tyrone Wheatley, Pepper Johnson, Donnie Henderson, you know, and those guys.
Yeah.
So those are guys who I hang around with and talk to about different things, you know, throughout the season. And looking forward to continuing that conversation throughout the year.
Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas is on the line with us. If you have a comment or question for Thurman, he'll be here for the next couple of minutes. 803-0550, the number, or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. I was going to ask you, I will ask you, what was your most memorable season opening game on the road? I looked it up. You only opened on the road a couple of times, but the one, don't let me put words in your mouth, but the famous 89 Dolphins game when Kelly ran it in from 2 yards out last play of the game, was that maybe the best opening game you guys ever had on the road, Thurman?
I think that's the one that's really, you know, that really stands out in my memory, that in my mind about, you know, that play. Jim, it was a pass play, and Jim decided, well, it wasn't going to be open and decided to run the football. And, you know, it took like, you know, 30 seconds for him to run 2 yards. So, but it was, I mean, because we fought back with no time on the clock. I mean, time running down. You know, I don't think we had a couple of timeouts. I think we were in that kind of that no-huddle mode, and
yeah.
we got down there, and he went crazy, and he scored, and, you know, as you can see Marv on the sideline giving the okay, yeah, he's in, and then running out there and realizing, you know, Jim is under a crowd of people and trying to pull him off. So if you go back to it, I mean, that was probably our most memorable opening road game of the season.
And that year, and even that, obviously there was a year of the bickering Bills later on, but even going into that year, it just seemed like things were unsettled. And when you guys were down to the Dolphins early in that game, I mean, it's hard to say in week one, but it seemed like things were beginning to unravel a little bit, even in week one back then.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you think about it. I mean, we were kind of in a new offense back in, what was it, 89?
Yep.
I mean, after being in 88, being kind of in a two-back formation with Jamie Mueller being the fullback and two wide receivers. So, I mean, this was something that, you know, that we were just getting used to, and for us to come out and win a game like that on the road, it was, you know, even though that 89 season was, you know, a 9-7 season, you know, we still won the AFC East and had a chance to move on in the playoffs against Houston. So, against Cleveland. So I think when you look at everything that happened throughout that year, that's when we decided, okay, look, we can be a pretty good football team if we're not bickering back and forth at each other. And I think after the Cleveland game, you see someone on the sideline, guys holding hands. And I think that's where, you know what, we became more of a team than anything.
Hey, Thurman, is it tougher to open on the road than it is at home? Or is it easier maybe to get away from distractions and away from the pressure of playing at home when you open a season?
Well, I think this is a good thing for the football team to be opening up on the road because, I mean we've been beating, well, you guys have been beating these guys up the whole preseason, not scoring enough touchdowns. EJ this, EJ that. I mean, just everything's been going on. For them to open up on the road against, you know, a Chicago team who the Bills haven't beat there at Soldier Field. I think they're 0-5, so, and they haven't, you know, beaten the Bears up there. So I think it's good that they're getting out on the road. Obviously, there's not going to be a lot of Bills fans there, but I tell you what, it's a step in the right direction if they can some way, somehow find out how to beat this football team in Chicago. I think it'll give them a little bit more confidence going like, hey, you know what? We're pretty good. We got a lot of talented football players on this football team, and we can compete, and it'll be a good road test for them.
How much stock, if at all, do you put in the way the Bills offense played in preseason, Thurm?
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, a lot of people put a lot of stock into it. I was just talking to Jim last week about the preseason or whatever, and he was saying, you know what, bro? Just do what we do. Just go out there and just, you know, whatever your bread and butter play was, run that play. And just try to you know, just try to get a good drive going, whether you score or, you know, try to win the game or whatever. What you want to do in the preseason is try to eliminate the mistakes, whether it's the first team, second team, third team, or fourth team. You try to eliminate the mistakes that you make on offense, defense, and special teams. And if you do that, if you make less mistakes than the opposing team, then you have an opportunity to win the game. But you also have an opportunity to play well. So I think whatever you score or don't score, when you go out and just play well and don't have a lot of penalties and have a good drive and may not have ended in a field goal or a touchdown or may get turned over after fourth down, as long as you're competitive every time you go out there, everything is fine.
Thurman Thomas is our guest, the Bills Hall of Fame running back, as we get set for the opener against the Bears. Doug Marone's made it pretty clear, Thurman, that he plans on using C.J. Spiller to run back some kickoffs. Not a lot of kick returns anymore in the game, but what do you think of that, and how would you have handled that sort of duty?
Well, you know what? I definitely wouldn't get back on the kickoff return. I'll tell you that right now.
You would have refused outright?
Yeah, I would have refused that job in a minute. Yeah, I mean, I probably would have been a blocker or something, yeah, but not a return guy, you know. So, you know, I think it's just another way for him to maybe get CJ involved in the football game. I mean, look, I mean, who's the Bears kicker? Robbie Gould?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, how is his kickoff? Does he kick out the end zone or does he kick him short? I mean, so if he kicks him short, it's giving CJ an opportunity to, you know, bust open a good one, maybe get running all the way back. I mean, he has been back there before in the past, so and being a kickoff returner. So, yeah, I know you risk with having your starting running back out there, but let me tell you something. I think this is the best group of running backs that are in the National Football League, and if it's any way to get his hands on the football, so be it. But, I mean, if you look at the preseason and look at what's happening, guys are kicking the ball out of the end zone, and so if they want to maybe pooch kick it or whatever, let CJ be back there and let him see what he can do.
For an offense that may struggle this year, what better way to get him kind of a jump start than maybe good field position, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, great field position, you know, maybe break a long one, you know, get yourself into a situation where, you know, you're not backed up all the time. So it may be a big play. It may be a big play that, you know, that will inspire the entire team for the rest of the day, offense, defense, and special teams. So, he's one of the most exciting players in the National Football League when given the chance to perform on the stage. And let's see what he can do. Let's hope he can go back to where he was 2 years ago.
Hey, Thurman, we have not had a chance to talk to you since the virtual reunion you and your group had at the Andre Reed induction ceremony for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I know you were there. That kind of turned into a Buffalo weekend, that whole weekend down there in Canton, didn't it?
Man, I tell you, John, it was a great weekend to be around there, to see all the guys who came back and support, to support Andre going into the Hall of Fame. But I tell you what, man, it was, you know, the day before the induction, I had talked to Harry Carson. He was like, man, there sure is a lot of Giants fans around here. And I was like, dude, are you kidding me? There are more Bills fans here than Giants fans. And once we got to that stadium, man, the fans, I tell you what, that right there should have showed whoever or whatever owner is going to own the Buffalo Bills that these fans are crazy about their football team and they support them week in and week out. It was a great weekend, a great week to be a former player, but also see all the great fans come out and support Andre and his induction to the Hall of Fame.
Before we let you go, Thurman, I got to ask you the question we've been asking our listeners to weigh in on tonight. The Bills season approaches, Sunday 1, the Bills and the Bears. Are you optimistic or pessimistic about what lies ahead this season for the Bills?
I'm optimistic about what lies ahead, and I think this is a big test for them. Obviously, with having Jeffrey and Marshall on the offense with Jay Cutler and Forte, I think it's huge for them. I think it's huge for them to come out and try to steal a road victory. I'm very confident in the players. I've been talking to a lot of the players through our training camp, and we'll continue to talk to them until they leave, until they go to Chicago. So I'm excited for the season. Yes, you know what, John? I'm excited for every football season, especially the Buffalo Bills, because I keep saying to myself, this is the year. So hopefully this will be the year. But I think with this guy, with this team and this young football team, you have to take one game at a time. And let's just hope that, you know, everybody's been saying EJ. Well, let's just hope EJ can play well, but also have the other players play well also.
Well, you sound just like a real fan, Thurman. If there's any doubt, you are definitely a fan, aren't you?
I am definitely a fan.
Hey, Thurman, thank you. It's great talking to you again. We'll talk once a week, I hope, on the radio show. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas. Was there any doubt? I mean, does he not sound like a Bills fan? You know, optimism every year. I think, yeah, he's got it. I think he's on the right track, too.